It was considered a pretty neutral cattle on feed report released from the USDA. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. Bob Linneman is with Kleist Commodities based out of Watertown, South Dakota.
You know, a neutral report, let's say. I mean, no real surprises, Keith, in that one. And if they were waiting for something bearish in that report, they didn't get it. So are they going to have to step up today and really get some cattle bought, and they may have to pay up for it? It's something that I think the feedlots might have the advantage here, and knowing that it was a neutral report and the trend being bullish, it seems like the packers may have to pay up a little bit here.
When you look at that report, give us the update on the cattle on feed placements, marketings. What are you seeing with that report?
Cattle on feed was, the actual number was 98, and the estimates were 98.3. Placed was 105, mm-hmm. and the estimates were 103.7, and the marketed number was 101, and the estimates were 100.7. The only thing that had any, you know, maybe a little bit oh my gosh, was the placed number, but I think you look at the number of cattle coming from Mexico, I think maybe tweak that just a little bit, and I think traders are probably expecting that. So talking with a few livestock traders and some people that are deeply involved with a lot of cattle on feed, they weren't surprised by it. You know, so again, it's one of those things that to be surprised in cattle on feed reports like you were a decade ago, we just haven't really seen that very much, which is probably an okay thing. I mean, I'm much more of I prefer those reports that kind of are in line with what pre-report estimates are, because the trade should have a good feeling for those things, Keith.
One thing for certain remains, and our cattle supplies are very tight. We are watching the average weights as well. We've been seeing them range from 14.5 on up to 1,700 pounds. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.